Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Go Loud presents Murder Most Irish. Find it first on the Go Loud app and on all major podcast platforms.
It's something like the zombie, but not so slow. A lot like the grave digger, but not so low. We can't do the monkey or even the dog, 'cause they've both been eaten by the blob. And it's a poolside smash. It's bigger than the mag.
We need to apologise in advance because the
Colin broke the box.
our podcasting
setup
isn't working. Something happened with one of the wires leading into the mic. So
Colin broke it. We're
blaming
something
Colin.
Something happened.
So we're recording on our little mics that we use to do the drive with for the Patreon. So the sound is not going to be 100%. So I'm very, very sorry. But I think it'll be fine.
I think these mics are fine.
Like, I don't think it'll be unlistenable.
Unlistenable.
We might make it unlistenable.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't listen to us.
So apologies in advance, and we'll try and not make this awful.
Oh, big, great start.
I know.
Super positive.
Listen, we can't be super confident. We're Irish. We're not allowed to be super confident.
Yeah, I had to do my mid-year probation review today.
Oh,
my manager was like, we just need to talk about your attitude. Like, he was joking.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was like, oh, is it like my insane confidence and my arrogance? And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, actually, I don't think I'm Irish at all.
Shit, I dropped your mic. Hold on, come back. Don't go. Go on.
In work, I am really confident.
I don't know if I am.
People describe me as confident.
Here's the difference between me and you, Sarah Jane. I don't care about work. You care about work.
I do care about work.
I couldn't give a fuck if that place fell down around me.
I care when I'm in it, yeah.
I couldn't give two fucks. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, I care that I care about the impact I have on people. So yeah, I care about it. I care about like how I'm perceived in work, I suppose.
By whom?
By the people that like work with me and have to spend any time with me. I don't want them to be like, she's a mean cunt.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to care about that. I just think you have to be yourself. Do you know what I mean? You're not a mean cunt in general.
No, I know, but sometimes in work you might be asked to do something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no,
to get me in,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. But if someone knows that you think about the impact it's going to have on them before you do a thing,
yeah.
Then that's always a good thing. So I care about that.
Yeah, no, I get that. I don't. I should care, but I'm 41 now and I've gotten to the age where all my brain is going, is like, you have another 25 years of this bullshit left.
24, 25.
Well, by the time it gets to that, we could be 80 by the time we're all fucking retiring. Because they keep adding on to it.
I'm a 65-year-old pension, so I'm just like, I don't know.
I am out
in there.
Gonzo.
And if Graham retires 5 years before, I'm gone when he retires. I'll give a fuck about to live like a pauper for the last five years.
No, I think I'm just kind of got to that part of my brain where I'm like.
Do you think, you know when people retire and they die?
Yeah.
I always think that's like the saddest thing.
That's not going to happen to me. I'll tell you why that's not going to happen to me, because I'm not one of those people that like kill themselves working and
yeah.
made it their entire existence and their entire life.
I always think
and
that's
then
like
worked
really sad.
80 hours a week and fucking murdered themselves. And then when they stopped, their body went, oh, relaxing time. Am
yeah.
I relaxing? I mean death.
Yeah. It's like so sad. You know when people are like, have all these great
yeah.
plans for their
and they
retirement?
Have, like, they want to buy a house in like Spain or
yeah.
somewhere.
Or they're
going
to be like, me and the wife are going to do
me
this.
Me and the wifey. But yeah, no, I would. That won't be me because I don't do enough to.
My Uncle Cormac used to talk about his retirement all the time. He had all these great big plans. And then he like died like two or 3 years before his retirement.
See, there you go. That's what happens. Was he like a hard worker?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Always happens. It always happens to people who make work their entire existence and it's all they do. And they're working to get to an age where they don't have to work anymore. And I'm like, I would rather put a gun in my mouth.
And I don't think he was the type of person that, like, cared about it. I think he was just of an age group 100%. And of a
the men where you're like...
male persuasion where he was like, I'm the sole financial bearer of my household.
You have to do this. I
had four kids.
Yep.
I want to give them the best. And he kind of came up from one of those families where I think it was like seen as part of like his masculinity almost.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Like you would be in the house and he would be so exhausted from work.
That's what happens.
Be falling asleep at the dinner table.
That literally what happens. And then when they stop, their bodies are like, oh.
He didn't get to stop, but he just dropped dead.
It's awful.
And I remember just thinking like of all, like I really was sad that he had died because I really, really loved him and I had a really good relationship with him. And he was a big part of my like teenage years. But I remember just being so sad at his funeral because I was like, oh, he had all these plans and he's not going to get to do them.
That's it.
And my aunt Cora, who like had all these plans with him, isn't going to get to do any of that.
Yeah.
And it was just really sad.
Did she do any of it by herself or with like her family around?
Yeah, I mean, she definitely didn't sit, like she definitely misses Michael Cormack, and it's not that she didn't grieve him, but I think she grieved him in the right way, which is to be like, right, I need to do things with my life and
I need to be active and don't lay down, and
she's got like her kids are like great, so she's got loads of them around her and they like she's really included in all of their lives. But I just remember being like, oh man, imagine being like working that hard to get to retirement and then not getting there.
I think that's a lesson in stop doing that.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest, I think it's a lesson in like,
because I don't do that thing. When I was on Amazon and I would I was killing myself. And I was like, oh, this isn't like, I'm not getting anything from this.
All we are doing is making billionaires richer. Yeah. Like that's all we're doing. And that's where it's like, even today something happened in work and everybody was freaking out. And I was like, can we all stop, please? We're not like sending life-saving medication to Palestinians. Relax.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't care. I'm like, I couldn't give a fuck. Like, you know when you meet people and you're like, I want to have so much ambition and I'm so I couldn't give a fuck. I don't care. I am lining a millionaire's pockets. Yeah. I am never going to have that type of money, regardless of how hard I work. Regardless of how hard we work in this country, we're always going to be struggling.
Yeah.
We're on the struggle bus. Like, fuck work.
Anyway.
I need to win the lottery.
Oh,
and like so a substantial bad. Lottery. Yes, not like a million euro. I need like 70 mil. 50 mil.
20.
20.
Two. I would be okay with 10. 10. ten. Half a mil.
5. 40 grand, please. Anything.
I just need a week off work.
Oh, I'd love a week off work.
I'm taking tomorrow off.
Oh, lovely. What are you doing?
Nothing.
You're just chilling?
Well, it's Halloween.
Oh, fuck, it's Halloween, yeah.
So we got loads to do. But I plan.
What do you have to do?
We gotta do the decorations. We gotta make the pumpkins. No, we've got other stuff to put out there that only goes up on Halloween. We do the projectors. We do the lights. We do the smoke machine. Like
who's we?
Me and Lily. Graham's not. Graham's never at home for Halloween. Graham works Halloween.
Oh, he
works every Halloween. He doesn't come home till 5 usually on Halloween. So me and Lily do all of that stuff. And then,
Lily's on midterm.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then we, I have to carve a pumpkin. So I haven't done one with her yet. And she's at me. I've got to do the Halloween bags.
Oh, yeah, the little sweetie bags.
Yeah. And then got to do the costumes. And then we're out on the road for the night until kind of 10-ish. This? Well, if this is like this, we'll be at the door all night. And then we'll go over to the fireworks display. And then we'll be back in and we all order pizza. And we usually watch a Halloween movie and then, but Lily wants to do this insane thing where she wants to stay up till midnight and then at midnight put on her Christmas pajamas.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know where she's gotten this idea. But she was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, good luck with that.
She won't miss.
She was talking to Graham about it. I said, Graham was like,
she'd be like,
well, Graham was like, one.
Although she probably have loads of sugar. She might stay up till midnight.
She might, but Graham was like, that child is never in pajamas. She's always naked.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't. Yeah.
She's never in pajamas. She's always naked.
But you know what? If she feels like it's a monumental thing, she might actually put on the PJs.
I don't know if she has Christmas PJs, so we'll see how it goes.
That's what happens.
Yeah. And I'm not going to buy any. That's the plans tomorrow. I do plan on lying in, staying in bed in the morning and then kind of being up and at it for about 12.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. So, but I'm looking forward to it. Even though I only just had a fucking bank holiday weekend. I won't even 3 days of work this week.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
holiday weekend. Jesus Christ. No, what life is shy and you need time off and everybody, we should only be working 3 days a week.
Yeah.
What countries are doing the 4 day week? I can't remember.
Is it one of the like,
Belgium?
Netherlands or something?
Something. They also voted out far right this today. So congratulations to the Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations to the Netherlands. They did what needed to be done.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, they voted at the far right. I saw that. I just came up, popped up my thing there and I was scrolling on Instagram. Also, hello, everybody. We're doing a Halloween special episode.
It's a Halloween.
I asked people to send in their spooky, ooky stories, and some people sent me in spooky, ooky stories.
How many stories did we get?
Not that many. Well, we did get a voicemail that I haven't listened to, but I'm going to play it without listening to it and see. Hopefully it's not bad enough.
Oh, God. That's a bad idea.
But yeah. What were we? I had something to tell you or talk to you about, and I can't remember what it is now. Oh, I just tell you that I felt an emotion this week. Had an emotion.
You feel emotions all the time.
Not really. So I had an emotion.
You feel angry
this
all the time.
Anger usually. Anger and
disdain.
Disdain.
Is disdain an emotion?
No.
Or is a is a feeling
more like a?
Is it more of a description of an emotion?
No. I'm too lazy to look it up. But disdain. So I was. I'm not a YouTube person. You know those people that watch YouTube, but they have like favorite YouTubers. That they watch.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Did that skip us or something?
Yeah,
like
that's
that?
After our generation.
Yeah, I think so. So, well, like, I know Flavio had like food YouTubers, people that.
Well, we used to be a Bon Appetiteers.
Bon Appetit, we used to like, and then they were all racist.
And they were all horrible.
But I've never been a YouTube girl. I've never watched YouTube things. But the other day, I was on my phone and I was on like my For You page, and this thing came up about these two YouTubers in the UK, and. I was like, who are they? So I didn't know who they were. This was like a big hoopla. They were everywhere. And I was like, who are these people? So this is the sweetest thing. Okay. I don't know them. I watched one video and I was like, they're not for me. They're incredibly annoying. That's mean, but they are. They're called Dan and Phil. And they're two British YouTubers.
Yeah.
And they do like, I don't really understand what they do. I think they do like videos where they play video games or something like that.
Okay.
So they've been friends for like 16, 17 years, and they're like best friends, and they do everything together, and they bought a house together and stuff like that.
Any gay?
And they're both gay, but everybody was speculating if they were like in a relationship, and they never said. They were like, they didn't talk about it and everything. And then the other day they did a video and they were like, we've been in love for 16 years. They're like completely in love, and the one guy, whose name I don't know, one Dan or Phil, he's like, that other guy's like his first boyfriend. He never had a boyfriend before, and then he met this guy when he was 18, and was like, fell in love with him, and they've been together ever since, and they are the fucking cutest thing, but like, I was like, how do people, they bought a house together. Like, they have a house together, clearly, but it's the sweetest fucking thing, and I was like, am I feeling an emotion about people?
Yeah, were you like?
Actually, I don't care. I was just like, this is fucking adorable, because it's just, everything is awful at the moment, and the world is on the fucking fire, and it's a cesspit. I was like, this is the sweetest thing. And so I kind of did a deep dive because I don't know anything about them. And it was like the one guy, I don't know their names, probably people, I don't know which one is which.
Are they like Adam and Ant? No. Ant and Dex, sorry.
Adam and the Ants. Adam and Ant. Yes.
They're like,
I don't know which one is.
Yeah, but it goes by the name.
Yes,
so
Ant
is always there, and Deck is always at the dinner.
But the one guy, I don't know, brown-haired guy.
Dan and Phil.
Brown-haired dude, whoever he is. I watched a video that he did about coming out. It was actually really sad because from what I got from the video, I think his parents were like super homophobic. So he didn't come out till he was like 27, and he was with the other guy since he was 18. So he pretended the entire time he was terrified of coming out, like, and people were trying to out him on the internet, which is really fucked up. Like, I thought we weren't doing that anymore, but they're actively trying to out him. So he never told anybody because he was so insecure and so like, so they kind of isolated themselves from people and they didn't really hang out with anybody because he was terrified that people would find out that they were together because he was so upset at being gay. He didn't want to be gay. And it's so fucking sad, but now they're in love and they told everybody and I was oh my God. Bear in mind, I'm getting my period. I'm bald. I'm getting my period. So I'm an emotional wreck, but I was like, this is the fucking sweetest, like his first boyfriend. And they're like still together.
They will stay together.
They will together. They've been together for 17 years. They're like, when I look at them, I'm like, here's the thing. I can always tell when people are going to stay together. I'm fucking so good at this. So two people broke up the other day, and I was like, knew that was going to happen. If you obsess about your partner on social media, something's wrong. Something's wrong. I'm sorry. These people that are like, the love of my life, my heart, my soul, I can't go on. You saved my life. You're breaking up.
Yeah.
You're breaking up. It's coming.
Yeah.
These people are not going to be together anymore. Yeah. But the two of them, I think they kind of just, they said they told everybody because they were sick of hiding. They were like, we don't want to hide anymore. We just want to tell
them. Who are the people that you were like broke up when you knew it was happening?
Oh, I'll tell you.
Me and Graham. Sarah. Here's soft launch. Soft launch. Soft me and Graham are divorced.
But yeah, like, I just thought it was a really sweet thing. I thought, I watched one of their videos and I was like, oh, this isn't for me. But good luck, T-Boat.
Good luck.
And I wish you all the best. I gave it a little thumbs up. They're one of those, they're those YouTubers that are like really loud.
Right, that's me and you.
No, but they're like, they wouldn't do this.
Oh.
Everything is like, ah, like up constantly.
Yeah, Lily and Laurie watch YouTubers like that. And they're like, oh my God, guys, today
that's it.
Came into the room. And I was like, oh my God, yes, I was. And then I bought a cherry popsicle. Shut the fuck up.
That's literally what it's
I'm
like.
I'm going to kill you all.
That's literally exactly what it's like.
Speak at a normal volume and be excited about things that are you're supposed to be excited about.
Is that like a thing where that's how they get?
They present like children's TV. It's like when we were kids. And it was
that's
like...
Because I think that's what those two dudes did. They were like light entertainment or something. So they're really...
They're aimed at kids.
Aimed at kids. But yeah. Well, he's... One of them's 39 and one of them's 35.
Yeah.
So they're millennials.
Yeah.
So there can be very cringe.
Okay.
But I just want to say to Dan and Phil, who obviously listened to this podcast... Congratulations on being.
Hey, Dan and Phil. Big shout out to you.
Congratulations on sucking dick, and I hope you suck dick forever together. In your really tacky house.
Is it really tacky?
Yeah, it's obviously.
Okay, you're like so loving for I about
know,
10
but
minutes.
I just. Oh, I hate men. But like, their house is very tacky. It's very like they have loads of LED lighting and stuff. It's just very tacky. No offense, I mean LED lights, and I mean that. No offense, I mean LED lights. I'm very sorry.
It's a house down the road, my farm, that has LED lights around their sitting room windows and then their porch door.
Is it for Halloween?
No, all year long, and none of them are in sequence.
What do you mean? Were they flash?
And they change color.
What?
But none of the lights are in sequence. It drives me nuts.
Why do they flash?
I don't know. I'm gonna say something. I think they're Asian. What about Asians?
Oh,
love...
that makes sense. Yeah, they do.
Asians love a light around.
They love a light around something.
They love a light around a window.
Like whenever you go to a nail place, they always have lights around shit. Yeah, they love that.
Whenever you went to like the mobile phone shops.
Yeah. Oh, you're spot on.
And then even that nail lady that we went to, that was her house. And her house, she had a lot of lights. And then
they love a light.
There was a girl I used to work with called Cherry. And yeah, she was from China. And she had LED lights too.
Where is this house you're talking about?
It's on Cole Park Drive.
Cole Park Drive.
Down the end, back of Ballyfermot, middle of Ballyfermot. If anybody knows it, if they could let me know who lives there. Because I need to tell them.
Please, hey, I'll come in
and I'll put them in sequence. Do you know what else?
Like, what way do they do? Do they go, so bad, isn't it?
Can't even explain. One window just be like half green and white, and then the other window just be like changing to the white and the greens, leaving.
Sarah's having nerves with the breakdown.
That's another, do you know what, you know when people put up Christmas lights?
Yeah.
And they have them all on different, like they do a tree in their garden.
Oh yeah, but all different settings.
But there's three different sets of the same lights, but they have them on a different sequence. When yeah, I tell you,
it sounds like my sister's coming here next weekend, and I know there is no bulb in that thing in the sitting room, and she's going to have a nervous breakdown.
Hi.
She's going to have 17. So Yvonne, in advance, I know you're listening to this.
Why is she coming? What's she coming for?
She's coming up for a concert birthday party.
Oh yeah, you told me this.
So I have to explain to her. I need to buy a bulb. I'll buy a bulb.
A free house, by the way.
What's your
name? Well, Graham and Lily are. Lynn's staying over, and
oh
Graham's
yeah, Graham's gone away.
So it'll just be me and my home.
Nice. I'm looking forward to Colin's party. It should be fun.
All of the bulbs are in my house, Yvonne.
Yeah, go to Sarah's and look at her bulbs.
Yeah, and they're all in sequence. That drives me fucking.
Yvonne goes mad if there is a clock that isn't working. Clock doesn't have batteries. She'll freak.
Oh, my God, so much. But I
can see her eyes twitching in my mouth.
That like we did. Clock over the hob that kept stopping.
I think it's just
steam and condensation. So I've thrown it in the bin.
Or it's Halloween. Ooky spooky ghosts.
Ooky spooky ghosts.
Ooky spooky ghosts. What's happening?
The top of the hood had ectoplasm all over it. And the ectoplasm got into the battery. Spooky ectoplasm.
Spooky ectoplasm. But yeah, Yvonne is so like, I know by her own, whenever I'm down in my maz, that there's something she's got to fix that.
Yeah.
I wish I had some of that.
I have a little bit of it, not as much as Yvonne, but the lights. I only have it in my own house. If I came into your house, I'd be like, that's your bulb, that's your problem.
Yeah.
Stick your finger in there, kill yourself.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Don't ever buy a bulb, live in darkness.
I don't care. Have you got any of those little handheld Georgian candle holders?
Have you got a crank?
Yeah.
A lamp? Wait,
who goes there? Who goes there in the night? It is just a piece of undigested cheese.
I bought cheese today.
Did you?
I haven't bought cheese in ages.
And did you fart?
No, I didn't eat it yet.
Oh, okay.
But all right,
I had a caramel sundae before I came here.
It was amazing.
Was it amazing? Graham was like, you were like, Graham had to drop me to work today because he had to take the car. I left my lunch on the table.
Sarah, you do this all the time.
I work in the middle of nowhere. I had no breakfast because I was running late and I had to get my medication. So I got into work, had my medication, and then was like, I have no food here and I've had nothing to eat and I have nowhere to go to get food. Then Graham picked me up at like 5:15 and then I had to go pick up Tesco shopping.
Yeah.
And traffic's mental because of the weather.
Traffic is crazy.
Then we went to Well Burger because I was like, Graham, I'm actually going to pass out.
Yeah, you need food.
Like, I was like, I need to eat something. So Well Burger was the closest thing that didn't have traffic, so we went there. I am telling you, you know how bad I am. I eat so slowly.
Yeah. Wolfed it.
Lily and Graham hadn't even opened the tinfoil on their burgers and mine was gone. The burger was gone.
You're starving, dude.
And then I was like, did they do ice cream here? And Graham was like, and I was like, did you caramel sundaes? I got, it comes in a big old cup.
Oh my God,
you know me, I never finish anything.
Yeah.
Every bit of it.
You were hungry.
Oh my God, I was ravenous.
Also, I'd say it's because you took your medication.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'd say that's what that is. Your body's ravenous. Like, hey, we're alive now.
I was like, get this ice cream in. And then as I was eating, I was farting. I was like, don't care.
It's worth it. Worth every single fucking part.
And then I have to laugh. The guy that took my order in Well Burger up in Lucan, I said to him, I need an obscene amount of caramel on that caramel sundae. And look what he wrote on the receipt. Made me laugh. What did he say? Loads of caramel sauce, please. So yeah, big shout out to...
I love Wild Burger, but it does not love me.
You do like Wild Burger.
It makes me sick. I can't eat it. It makes me, like, really, my tummy really unwell, whatever it is. I don't know what it is, because it's fucking delicious. Also, do you know what's fucking delicious and I miss? Bunsen. I haven't been there in so long.
Oh, I was thinking about having Bunsen for the day.
I fucking love Bunsen. If anybody's coming to Ireland and you're looking for a burger, go to Bunsen. There's a couple of them around. The OG is on, where's the OG? Up on where Whelan's is.
Oh yeah, you brought me there and it was lovely.
Yeah, it's
and
really, really good.
The staff are really nice. It's flooding in New York City at the minute.
The weather is fucking crazy.
And all of her Jamaicans.
Has it been downsized or is it still the most insane? It's still insane.
The most insane.
Shout out to the world, because everything is it. Also, you know, it doesn't matter. But I just want to say Free Palestine.
It didn't matter.
Not that that matters. It's just the amount of people that were online going, why aren't the left celebrating a ceasefire? Because there's no ceasefire.
There's no ceasefire.
They're still bombing them and murdering them and slaughtering them. 107 people are dead since the ceasefire started. Are you insane?
I won't be celebrating a ceasefire until they're free.
Until they're free.
Like, a ceasefire doesn't free them.
No.
They still live in occupation.
They still
live in an open-air prison. They still can't go anywhere. Yeah.
They're being treated like they're nothing in their own land.
Yeah. Like...
What are we talking about here?
They have no access to their own electricity and their own water and their own food sources. Like, what are you talking about? They can't fish in the sea that they're connected to. They're not free. So like, I'll be celebrating a fucking fiddly-ass
celebrating?
Ceasefire.
There's nothing to celebrate.
Oh, and they're still killing
them. They're still killing them. They're still slaughtering them. Anyway, Free Palestine. Fuck Israel with every fibre of my being. Fuck Israel. And fuck the United States. And fuck the United Kingdom. Like, every single one of them. Fuck them. Anyway, spooky ookie stories.
Hang on, before we get into spooky ookie stories, I want to talk about David Harbour. Sure. Lily Allen.
Oh, David Harbour.
Is it Harbour?
Harbour, yeah.
Anyway, that dude's awful.
She's awful.
Yeah, I know, but I don't mean, like, what the whole thing of them cheating on each other. Like, that guy, I've got, like, because obviously everyone is, like, I've never paid any attention.
No, I just know from Stranger Things.
Her wonderful Chanel shoes at her wedding.
Oh, also, their house was amazing.
Right?
Straight up.
The clips, that man.
What were the clips like?
He is, like, every terrible, mean boyfriend.
Really?
Dude. He hates her.
Oh, really?
Like, he hates her.
Like, were these clips from, like, from him talking about her?
Yeah, or? No, like, they'd be at award ceremonies together.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
They were at the Olivier Awards, because she was doing that terrible play that she was in.
Okay.
And she was in The Pillow Man as well, which is a great play, but I don't know what she played in it. And someone asked her something about the Olivier Award, and he took it to mean that it was, like, they didn't know who he was. Dude, it was so... Even in that AD, Architectural Digest... Oh, yeah,
he's a wanker in that.
He is so...
He's a wanker.
Condescending.
He's a bell end, yeah.
Then that note he wrote her for when she was doing the play, where he was like, I don't want you to do well. And I get that, like, that could be some form of in-joke, but that still has... I remember when me and Graham first got together and we were going through, like, a really rough patch, he did this thing for a period of time where he would write in a loving way, this really mean nickname he had for me. And I remember being like, when we broke up, I was like, that's not funny. I don't enjoy that. When I look back.
Did he think you enjoyed it?
He thought, but it was like, even if he thought I enjoyed it.
He shouldn't have been doing it.
It's mean.
I getcha.
It's mean spirited.
I getcha.
Like, it's not like a once off where it's like, happy birthday, dickhead, and a card.
Yeah.
It was like this thing where it was like a mean nickname. And I was like, he had it engraved on like an iPod for me. He wrote it on birthday cards. He like used it multiple times. And when I looked back on that time in our relationship, he genuinely wasn't a fan of me.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And when I was like watching back on clips of these two, I was like, oh, this dude hates her.
And do you think he was like, was he jealous of her?
I think he's like, I think he needs to be with somebody that is not famous. I think he needs to be the center of everybody's world.
I get you, yeah.
And I think the fact that he was with someone that, like, in the UK, for example, like, she's incredibly famous.
Yeah.
Like, and then also she was clearly trying to, like, be some form of actor or acting.
Yeah.
So I think that stepped into his, like...
Oh, his acting thing.
And, sir, you're not finding your soulmate on Raya. Like, get over yourself.
Is that where they met each other?
That's where they met, yeah. They met on Raya.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've just seen everybody talking about it. I have to listen to it because I can't stand her music. But, like, I also find it really funny that people are like, I can't believe he did this to Lily Allen. Lily Allen has done this to every man she's ever been with, including her last two ex-husbands, who she was paying sex workers to fuck behind their back.
Yeah, because now there's this new movement where people are online.
We need to stop this.
Like, someone had an argument with me on TikTok because I was like, this is... Because people were like, this is lemonade.
And no, it's
I was
not like, lemonade.
One, it's not. Two, it's not lemonade has, like, an arc. It has like a...
She's just, I know you fucked a girl in my bed. I'm okay, yeah. I don't listen to you.
And the other thing is, like, people are like, if she can, like, this is her art and this is her experience.
Yeah, of course.
It is, but it's a real life experience. And in that, she is holding someone accountable in a public forum for his actions in a way that represent him incredibly negatively. And then somehow, when the conversation is, but she did that, it's like, but she... feminism.
No.
Sorry, what?
Feminism is not cheating on your partner.
No.
That's you being a cunt.
And also, feminism isn't somehow only holding men accountable for their shitty actions when she's done the exact same thing
countless times.
There wasn't a conversation with the guy from the Chemical Brothers being like, hey, can we open up our marriage?
No, she was just fucking people on beaches and sex workers.
And the amount of people online that are twisting that narrative as well to be like, she not telling the full story. Like, she was sleeping with, like, females because she didn't think that was cheating.
Now, I don't give a fuck who she was sleeping with.
But also, that story expands. She started with a female.
Yeah.
A female backup dancer that she did, and was like, I didn't think it was cheating because it was female. And then that progressed into everything under the sun.
Like, I'm sorry, I don't have any... I empathise that she was cheated on, but realistically... If you behave a certain way in your life and you continue to behave a certain way in your life, you don't get to play the victim.
No.
Like, he's a piece of shit and you're a piece of shit.
Also, he has a really weird close relationship with her kids.
Who? Him?
David.
That whole thing's fucked. They didn't even know each other that long. Like, that whole thing's fucked. And then they bought a fucking $8 million house.
Yeah.
Also, famous people are crazy. This is famous people. This is famous people 101. They know each other for 6 months. They get married. They build a fucking, or they buy an $8 million house. And then they're like, I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I love that kitchen.
Oh, that house.
That kitchen.
I don't like that there's no windows in their bedroom.
Well, there is. It's just that there's a, where the bed is an alcove with doors.
Oh, okay.
That because people are like, it's not up to code. shut the fuck up. It's literally just
also,
like.
No one in America cares about up to code. If you ever been, been in a New York hotel room.
Yeah. Hey, remember that time we were
in.
Me and Emma were once in a New York hotel room. That I'm not exaggerating. When we walked into the hallway of the bedroom, both of us had our hair stand up because the light bulb was so.
There was so much
out of this world. And then in the middle of the night, Emma would like move in the sheets, and because we were so electrified, it would just like and it would like spark.
So I didn't
mean
talking about up to code in New York. Girl, the toilets don't work. No, nothing works. There's no such thing as up to code.
That's too spooky, ookie.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at Owner's box.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Please. Okay, hold on. I have stuff saved on my phone. Will I play the voice note first? So a lovely person called Aileen.
Aileen.
Who sent us an email.
So I was in the outback in Australia with my husband. I live over here. And we were driving to this place called Cameron's Corner, which is where New South Wales, Queensland and South Australia meet. It's literally just a pole, like, but it's where all the states meet. And there's like a shipping container out there with like a little mini pub in it and a campsite, and they've made like a little golf course on the desert there. Anyway, it's in the back arse, and like, it's honestly, there's nothing else around, only this, and you have to drive through the desert to get out there. And we drove, the first day we drove 11 hours, and then the second day we drove about 4 hours into the desert, and there's this random little pub called Pack Saddle, and we went in there and had a pint, as you do, and there was this creepy fucking looking dude that is sitting there, and I just got my eye on him, and I was like, right. And my husband always says, don't you open your mouth when we go out here, because they'll fucking take you first, they'll think you're a backpacker. Anyway, this fella had like, I'm covered in tattoos, but he had all his tattoos like covered, like, and only bikies do that over here, or gang affiliated, that, like, you know, obviously they've covered up their old history or whatever. So I spotted him and I was going, yeah, you're a fucking creep. Anyway, so the next day we got up, we ended up getting a fucking flat tire and had to put the spare tire on, and so we had to go to the only town that's near this Cameron's Corner place. So we get there, there was a petrol station, and it was creepy as fuck because they had like a massive thing, like, say, the top floor of fucking Blanchardstown Shopping Centre, of just tyres out the back. Because obviously it's the only place for, I think it's like 300 kilometres or something like that, that you can get a tyre and stuff in. So anyway, got the spare tyre, and as my husband was paying for it, here's the fucking dude with the blackout tattoos sitting in the petrol station, and I was going, right, okay, that's not too weird, like, there's only one pub, only one petrol station, like, 4 hour drive away again. So anyway, we then drive another hour and a half or whatever it is, I can't remember how long it was, to get to this campsite, to say that we were in Cameron's Corner, that we played golf in the desert in three states at the same time, blah blah blah, bullshit bullshit. And here's your man in the fucking shipping container pub at this Cameron's Corner thing. Now, three times I'm like, right, okay, you know what, he could be following the same thing as us, whatever. So, start of the story, which I forgot to add, there was a thing up, a photograph up in the pub that was in the middle of nowhere. I mean, all of these places are. And it had a picture of a gravestone. And it said only people of significance would get gravestones and stuff like that back then. It was from 1860 or something like that. So they believed that it was a woman of the night that actually that these were the words on there. And she was Irish. So I was like, fucking hell, on the way back, can we go and find this gravestone? That's fucking mad. So your mom was at the bar. Anyway, back to that night, your mom was at the bar and blah, blah. So the next day we set off because we're only there to see this fucking pole and this bloody golf course. So we drive back out and we go, right, we'll drive all the way to the nearest big town, which was a 10-hour drive away. And as we were driving, I was like, oh, is there any chance we can fucking go to this gravestone? Like, I'd love to see it. And it was probably about a kilometre off the beaten track. Like, was not, like, it was down this little fucking random road. Like, as you can imagine, it's desert, so it's flat. But then you do get some kind of bushes and stuff like that. And it was literally down this random little road of bushes, like a little bowring. And we get down to the end, we see the gravestone, and there was like a little kind of little bit of water. It wasn't much, but my friend was out and she was taking photographs of these plants that hadn't fucking come up for like 150 years or something because it had been drought out there. And she was going, oh, look at these plants, these are unreal. So she was away from us and she was taking photographs. Next thing, this cunt's car starts coming down the fucking road. Now, I'm telling you, you could not see where we were from the fucking main road. And here he is, he starts driving down this road, parks fucking right next to us, gets out of his car. No one is around, no one to be seen for fucking hours. He gets out of his car, lets his two dogs get out and jump around and run around us. Doesn't even say g'day. Says fucking nothing. My husband gave me the eyes. I start walking back to the car. He gets into the driver's seat of our car, whips out his fucking hunting knife because he thinks he's fucking Crocodile Dundee, which is underneath the driver's seat, and just holds onto it until he whistled at our mates to come back and they saw him. We get in the car, still hasn't even said hello to us, and he's walking around, like walking near our car and everything, so hasn't said anything to us. I like had my head down. I was like, don't say hello, don't say hello, he might hear your Irish accent and you'll be the first one to be murdered. Anyway, said nothing. We drove off, scared fucking shitless. We were like coyote fucking runner gone and never to be seen again. He was. Now, I don't know if it's creepy enough to go on your podcast, but it Ivan Milatted this shit out of me. Like, scared the fucking bejesus out of me.
I would have shit my pants.
Would you have?
If I was like seeing someone that many times in the space of 2 days and to go down a boring road where a great random grave is, yeah, and this fucker pulls up in his car with his two dogs, I shit my pants. That's too coincidental. Like, he was clearly following them.
You think so?
100%. 100% he was clearly following them. And I say what he was doing, he was trying to follow them to get to a point where the guy wasn't with them. Because the husband was there. Aileen, I'm glad you're alive. Australia's
creepy.
That place is not meant to be habitated.
Yeah, no, it's there creepy.
Is like the Galapagos Islands. They should have just left animals on, yeah, that thing and stopped putting people on it, because there's too many places for you to die.
Well, there's also too many places for you just to, like, never go missing.
Never seen again.
And then not be able to find you.
No. Like, the outback is crazy. You've almost told me, like, my sister's brother-in-law lives in Australia, but he lives in, like, the outback. And she's like, Emma, no one's finding you. Like, no one is finding you. It's crazy.
I don't know now if I would have been like, hey.
Yeah, Sarah, you're so hyper-aware of people.
I am
hyper-aware.
You would
have been hyper-aware of that.
But I'd still be like, how are you?
You'd be like, see that fuck on to him.
Yeah.
And Graham would be like, what?
I'd be like, did we see you in a pub today?
Are you following us?
He's your dog, isn't he?
Like, imagine us being down, like, the and having seen this guy, like, four times. And then,
yeah, I'd be like, Emma, get in the car.
Yeah, 100% I'd be like, get in the car.
Don't make eye contact. I'd screech out at place. Squirt, 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 squirt.
Thank you so much, Aileen. Let me just read this. Okay, so I have a story from a lovely person called Susan.
You're walking me down to the car. I'd like to tell you.
Who's walking me back?
Colin.
Okay. I have a message from a lovely person called Susan. Thank you so much, Susan. They said, not based on Halloween, but a couple of spooky ones for you, the parentheses, because my family are like that. I think there's people out there that do have families that are like into ookie spooky. I believe ookie spooky.
My mom believes ookie spooky. She believe and she spooky. Has loads of ookie spooky stories from when they were growing up.
My mom just
and I have a couple from my nanny's house from when we lived there.
Yeah, like.
But I feel like an idiot when I tell people.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I am actually staunchly don't believe in any of this shit. Am I still terrified when people tell me things?
I had. Yeah. There's two things in my life that happened to me that I cannot explain.
Is that the one about your granddad with the pregnancy thing?
Well, no. I didn't find that scary.
Oh, okay.
The first thing was, I think I told the story about the time I was working in the hotel at Lorraine. Yes.
You did tell me that.
And I can't, to this day.
No, I know that is.
I cannot explain that.
Freaky as well.
And then the second time is, there was a thing that happened in my grandmother's house to me and Richie, and both of us experienced it, and both of us were like, you see that, right? And my grandmother died in the house that my, and I've always, always hated my grandmother's house. I don't hate it anymore because my sister's lived there so long. I have a different connotation with it.
But
even when I was little and I would babysit, Nikita would be like, the woman that comes in and I.
No.
I said, okay.
No.
I want to set this house on fire.
I'm with you inside it because I don't want to talk to you anymore.
But I have, there was one time me and Richie were upstairs in the bedroom and we were between the ages of 11 and 9. And we used to hang around, like, because we lived with my granddad and there was nowhere for us to go. So we would always, and we shared a bedroom with my mum.
Yeah.
So there was bunk beds and then my mum's bed.
Yeah.
And both of us were like messing and we were on the bottom bunk bed and the TV remote, like, moved on the double bed.
No.
But then on the double bed, it was honestly like someone was sitting on it.
No.
And they were sitting on the edge. And so the mattress dipped and the remote control slid into the dip. And I was like, do you see that?
No.
And then both of us went quiet. And he was like, yeah. And then as both of us said, do you see that? The TV came on. And I was like, and then we just, both of us honestly just bolted. We were gone. And we still every now and then, I'm like, do you remember that? And he's like, yeah. But like, we left.
Saw it.
We bolted out of that house.
You know what you did? The smart thing.
Yeah, we were gone.
Like, anybody who's like, let's stay and investigate this. I won't be doing that.
Like,
I'll think you'll find I will be leaving.
And then we used to like, because we were both so terrified, we'd sleep in the bunk bed together.
Insane that this light's being left on tonight when you leave.
Yeah.
So Susan said, not based on Halloween, but spooky stories. My mum was in mass on Christmas Eve, sitting down the back as she didn't like the crowd too much. Her and my dad had decided to have a fourth and final child, in parentheses me, as it turns out. And she said she was sending up a prayer that there'd be no issues. She felt a hand tap her shoulder and she turned around to see my granny, my dad's mum, standing behind her. Granny said, it's okay, it's a girl and I'll take care of her. My granny had passed away 2 years earlier. Well, I would have sprayed the walls with shit in the church if that happened. Imagine, what?
You don't, Ma.
Girl, you're dead.
I know, but when I woke up from that dream, after like my granddad like, we can't get through there, you're pregnant. And then I got up out of the bed, went in and did the pregnancy test. I wasn't scared.
Oh, I would be.
I wasn't scared.
I would be so scared. Oh, God. My mom was, in fact, 2 months pregnant with me, and I'm the absolute spit of my granny down to my laugh. Even my mannerisms and how I always push my sleeves up to my elbows used to freak my dad out, and I'm named after her. Always felt I had someone looking out for me. Second one was when my dad was dying. Oh, I'm so sorry, Susan. It was the last week of his life and he was unconscious. The hospice nurse was doing overnights for us. Apart from one of my brothers, dad was the only man in the house this particular evening. Mam, the nurse, and my brother were in the kitchen talking. I was in the living room, half asleep, with dad in the hospital bed in the same room. Suddenly, all three of them burst into the room as they could have sworn they heard a man's voice. I apparently, no full recollection of this, said, oh, that's just granddad. Granny's been here the past couple of days. My mum was shook because she said she did think it sounded like my granddad, but thought her mind was playing tricks on her. I just knew they were there, and so were my dad's youngest brothers who passed before him. The amount of times that I've heard stories of people being around like a dead person, or a person that's dying, I beg your pardon, and being like, oh, I heard a voice, or I saw someone, or...
So my grandfather, Richard, died...
Thank you, Susan. Sorry, go ahead.
and he died really suddenly. He had a massive heart attack, but he it was a sudden death. He wasn't sick. And the night he passed away was my sister's birthday, and the next day is my dad's birthday. And my mom, like, vividly is like, someone knocked at the door at, like, it was the middle of the night. She's like, someone knocked at the front door in the middle of the night and it woke me up.
No.
She's like, I got up and I went downstairs. There was no one there because we used to have a big glass aluminium door. She's like, there was no one there. She's like, I came back up the stairs, and then just as I was going upstairs, the phone rang to say that your granddad had been taken to the hospital and I needed to get your dad up. And he was like, and she was like, and I got your dad up and we went to the hospital, and she was like, he didn't even make it to the hospital. Yeah, and he died. And she is like, he 100%, like, she's like, I heard someone was at the door. It's like, someone knocked at the door. I went down the stairs. So I don't know. I've heard loads. Like, I remember when granddad was dying and I went to that medium accidentally with Leslie.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. She's like, I can't read this bitch.
But she was like, there's somebody about to pass. And my granddad was dying of cancer. Dying. And she was like, you can tell him, and he's waiting for him. And that was my grandmother.
I just can't with this stuff. Like, that's one of the things. Thank you so much, Susan, by the way. That's one of the things that I'm so terrified about, going to, like, anything to do with mediums or... Because the thing is, respectfully, I don't believe it. Like, I don't... There's no part of my brain that's going, this is real. But I'm a cowardly shit.
I'm yeah, still a I fucking think
coward.
Like,
I'm a coward. So I know I'd be freaked out. I know I'd be absolutely freaked out. There's a story here from Fade Up Your Smile on Instagram. Hello. Spooky story. There's a castle near me that was close enough that everyone went there on a school trip. It's very much a ruin with a cool chapel with medieval fresco on the wall. The tour guide is clearly done with 38-year-olds as she takes us down the steps to a little crypt with bars across and coffins behind them. She then explains why the bars are there. The coffins are lead. There are 3 or 4 of them and they're old as balls. She points out that the lead had formed to the shape of the bodies and that they hadn't always been like that. Someone realised the bodies were preserved in alcohol in the coffins, so drilled holes in it to drink it.
Ireland.
So that's why there are bars on the crypt. Ireland. To stop people drinking fully leaded dead people juice. Where the fuck is this? Fade Up Your Smile, you need to tell us where this is. They were drinking dead body juice. This is alcohol. Alcoholism is crazy.
Alcohol. I remember there was a guy that I used to hang around with, and he was telling the story about another person that he knew, and he was like a severe alcoholic, and he couldn't get access to alcohol, so he drank like ethanol from the school and went blind.
Oh my god. That's a dumb, you're a dumb bitch.
I know. One time my dad drank a whole lot of poutine, and when I came in, he just went Sarah. to me, I can't see anything.
Hey, I'm blind.
And I was like,
you were like, why? Huh?
And he was sitting in the sitting room and the TV was on. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, you okay? And he was like, yeah, so can't see anything. And I was like, right.
That's a problem.
I was like, so I'm going to go to bed. And hopefully by the time we wake up tomorrow, he was not of this world.
Poutine is crazy.
Yeah. Ossified.
Poutine can kill you.
Yeah. That make you go blind.
With the god sent them back.
I think we'll see tomorrow.
Will we see tomorrow? Siobhan sent this in.
Siobhan, your knickers. The bus is coming.
My spooky story. I bought the cottage my grand aunt used to live in. It's gorgeous, over 100 years old, and full of weird but chill vibes. I never feel alone. Well, I feel like I wouldn't be living there if I never felt alone. Like, you know what I mean? I think she means by that. She thinks there's something there.
Yeah.
No. I'm selling it. And I'm not mentioning that part.
Yeah. Legally, you have to tell him about the ghost.
It's a remotish country area 20 minutes from Cork City. A few years ago...
Give us your air code.
Every house up and down every road around me was broken into or had attempted break-ins. My lovely little cottage was never touched. One day, the Garda car, who was now on frequent patrol, stopped as I was outside, and one of the guards asked me how the lovely old lady was doing. Nope. He said that her loving to sit outside so much was a great deterrent to the burglars. I was puzzled. What lady? I live alone. He said, no, the lady who's there on the bench outside the house every time we pass. I asked him to describe her. I just smiled and nodded and said, my grand-aunt. He said she always waves and smiles. I didn't tell him she departed us 15 years earlier.
And that's spooky!
See, I'm sorry. I know it's your grand-aunt and you love her, but I would leave. The house would be gone.
That's spooky! That's right now. That's spooky. I'm not looking
and
in.
And I know she's kind and I know she loves you, but like she's dead, love me. Bro.
She'll love me. She'll know me. I could just be going in there to deliver the mail. She could get the wrong idea.
You know that thing in is it not Lord of the Rings? What's the other one?
No, oh, it is Lord of the Rings.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That scared the fuck out of me, yeah. By the way, and still doesn't say, but that's what I imagine the granny doing, seeing the postman go down.
You know, she's not telling the truth. I'm telling you, her grandmother is responsible for...
She's the bitch breaking into all the houses.
Actually, there you go.
Siobhan, thank you. We're sure your grand-aunt is a lovely human being. A dead one, but a lovely one.
No. I was watching a thing on, you know, like there's a spooky side of TikTok?
Is there?
Yeah. And people put up creepy videos. And I'd have to, like, check to see if it's AI.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Are most of them AI?
Well, so the one I seen today was a guy in his Tesla.
Okay.
And he was like, so I was driving my Tesla along and here's the front view of my camera.
Okay.
And then he was like, well, my Tesla kept sensing that somebody was on the road, but there's nobody on the road. So he was like, whatever, continued on. And then went and looked back at the footage. And in the rear view, there's like a clear arm and a set of legs. And the arm is like, amputated?
Yeah.
Their hand is amputated. And he was like, explain that. It's like,
I can't explain.
Please tell me this is AI. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Please. I go, Alexa, turn on the light.
There is some stuff out there. Like there was, people are so dumb. I saw this video today on Instagram. I was like, y'all are so stupid. Of this video of like a Ring doorbell camera, but there was a child outside feeding a bear. I was like, this isn't real.
Y'all stupid.
People were like, why is the bear so tame?
Y'all.
How are you alive?
Yeah.
How is natural selection not taking
you? Yeah. AI slop.
What slop, dude?
Yeah.
So this is from a lovely person I know called Key. He works in my favourite record store in Dublin. And if Key ever wants to give me free stuff, thanks, Key. So back when I lived in London, I worked in a fair few restaurants. And I swear a majority were haunted. I've heard this so many times. London's so old.
Yeah.
There's so many like pubs and restaurants.
There's so many pubs and restaurants. But we've got a couple here. Dark and Kelly's. Yes.
And I swear the majority were haunted. The one major one I really remember was working in the restaurant in Angel that was also the head office, which had 4 floors and a basement. I was in the office one of my first times closing up. 3rd floor, no one's in the head office, which was the floor above. And I had let everyone out the front door 2 floors below about 15 minutes prior. So I was running behind. Suddenly I hear footsteps, solid footsteps coming from above me. I freeze. They go above me to the stairs and I hear them start to go down. I yeet. Love that word. Yeet. To the office door as quietly as possible and lock it. Whip my head around to stare at the CCTV, focusing on the camera that is angled to the only exit from the staff office area. Meanwhile, the footsteps are continuing to go down the hall, past the office door and down the next stairs. No one ever leaves out the door. The steps stop, but I'm glued to the camera and the door never opens and no one ever leaves. See, I wouldn't have went back there. I would have quit that job.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking terrifying. You're by yourself?
Well, that happened in that place.
And then the
stop, all of us
steps don't and, stop, but like they just don't come down the fucking stairs. Yeah. I don't like any of this. It's just a bad idea.
Oh, I did this. Like, you know where Keelan is? She's always complaining about that place.
But I get that, like, that place has weird vibes.
And did you watch that video of...
With Willia?
Yeah.
Yeah. She showed me that before and I was like, Keelan, why don't you show me this? Please don't show me this.
She sent that to me the day it happened. I said, sorry.
Well, just because you know, people are like animals can sense things as well.
Yeah, so William's ears kind of pop, and then just as they pop, the iPad gets clearly slapped, and then it's like someone has touched the iPad screen. I was like, burn the place to the ground. And she was like, yeah, sometimes I get notifications at 3 o'clock in the morning on the CCTV that someone's in here.
No,
do you, Helen? Like, his name is Peter and he's going to kill you.
You know when you're, like, that place has weird vibes.
Weird vibes.
If anybody's been to Keelan's tattoo studio in town, Thunder Street, when you're walking up those stairs, like, you know, the mirror. I'm like, please take the mirror off.
For me, it's the curtains.
I think maybe that's what it is. Maybe the curtains make it really spooky.
Like, if she even come down and get me, by the way, I wouldn't walk in there.
Yeah, no, it's a spooky place. Yeah. And also, it's so old. That's the thing about, I think, obviously why a lot of ghost stories come from Europe. It's just so fucking old. Do you know what I mean? Like, America's not that old.
Yeah.
We've got, like, old, really, really old-ass buildings. Like, yeah. Buildings that were, like, you know what I mean? People were living in the 1600s, 1700s. So, like... Yeah,
and they were... Killing themselves.
Killing themselves and each other.
Yeah.
And all the babies were dying of dysentery.
Oh, maybe some dysentery.
So the lovely David, who is a fan of our podcast, and we know quite well.
Do you genuinely not believe in, like, ghosts?
No, I don't. Like, from a realistic standpoint, I don't believe in them and I don't believe they exist, but I'm still a cowardly shit.
Yeah, we are.
So I'm a total coward. Like,
I don't know why we can't watch those horror movies.
No. Like, I can't watch horror movies. I used to read loads of ghost stories when I was a kid. Like, I had so many ghost story books.
Lily's
that I would
at
read.
That point now.
Really?
You know that age where you get really into, like, being a little bit scared?
Yeah.
So she's really into Goosebumps at the minute.
Oh, I love that.
To Haunted House tomorrow night. And she went to Haunted Woods thing. She's at that point. And
I love that, Sarah.
When she met my Aunt Corey recently, she was like, have you got any horror stories? I was like, this bitch... this bitch has loads. I was like, she nearly drowned.
Yeah.
She didn't nearly drown. She did drown.
That story.
She had to be resuscitated. But when she explains when she was dying.
That shit's crazy.
She's like, I floated down into the kitchen table at the bottom of the pool. And then when I was sitting there, I was just like, oh, okay, this is the end. Sorry.
And I know as well that's the oxygen being cut off from your brain.
Yeah.
So you're going to start seeing weird shit. Like, everything has, like, a reason.
And then my great grandmother came and held my hand and I felt a warmth. I said, did you? You were dead, you stupid bitch.
You were dying.
I said, I tell you what, you're so tick. The oxygen got cut off me.
But I those stories of people talking about when they died freak me out, and like coming back from the dead, like they're people being like, I felt complete peace for the first time in my entire life.
Have you ever had a dream where you die?
Oh, all the time.
And have you felt yourself dying in your dream?
No.
I'm afraid I'm going to pull this curtain.
It's mainly that I know I'm dead.
One time I had a dream that my cousin Denise shot me with a shotgun and then sat on my chest.
Are you fucking serious?
And in my dream,
that's
I was
a nightmare, Sarah.
Yeah, no. In my nightmare, I was like, I could feel myself dying. Like, I was like, could feel
myself. Stop,
my,
and
I
Sarah.
Could feel myself dying in my, like, awake sense, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I had, like, a realization in my dream where I was like, if you don't wake up, you're going to die, Sarah.
Oh, like, my God, I hate this.
Yeah, you're going to die. And I'll never forget it. It was, like, long before I even, like, lived with Graham. It was like, I still lived at home. I said, that stupid cunt trying to kill me. She's going to get a call.
Thanks. Anyway, sorry. The lovely David sent this in. David lives in Wales with his beautiful wife.
Oh, David!
The girl who made the cushion for my mum when she had breast cancer. Lovely people. The most sweet people. Yep. So we bought a house in the Rhondda Valley 2.5 years ago, and we met a woman who used to live here 40 plus years ago and grew up here as a kid. She told us it was haunted and that she could sense her mum and dad still on the property when she came to visit again. Why would you tell the new owners then?
Don't let her back in.
Hey, social skills.
Hey.
Shut the fuck up.
Get the fuck out. Excuse me?
What if she told me?
How'd she die? Were they nice?
Sort of like crying at the table. She told me her mum's birthday was kind of the same time as mine. So as a joke, Liz and I wished her a happy birthday as well. As we did, the card that I had on the mantelpiece started playing happy birthday instantly. And what made it even creepier was that the card was closed at the time, jammed shut, as it was one of them annoying play when you open cards. Spooky shit.
I got a packet. No one's going to get that reference.
Yes, they are. Everybody loves EZA.
I got a packet.
I got a packet. David, thank you so much. I think you should sell your house.
Hey, listen.
Or stop letting that woman come to your house to tell you she can feel the spirit of her dead parents in your new house. Imagine going to someone's gaff and being like, hey, I can feel my dead mum and dad in here. Why are you here?
Yeah.
Get out.
Did she just show up?
Did
you invite her? Yeah. Get out.
Get out. Thank you, everybody, for your spooky, ooky stories. I am sleeping with my lamp on. So.
No. Do you know what I mean? Grandma was lying in bed and something fell off my cabinet where my makeup is. I said, I said, you want to turn the light on there? I said, you want to get an eye mask because you're sleeping with it on. And he was like, oh, no, I just put...
No, but...
I said, when did you put it? Because we've been asleep for 2 hours.
And this thing just jumped off the fucking desk. Yeah.
The slowest fall in history.
just dangling for two hours. Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I hate ghost stories. I hate them. And when I was growing up, it was like so normal for my family just to tell
it's a real Irish thing.
Like, I would never tell Lily.
No.
That. But I remember being younger than Lily and my family being like, hey, you know the banshee cries for the Macs and O's? Good night.
Yeah.
Like, you're a Mac. That bitch go and cry for you.
We'd get into the van. We'd go off up into the mountains with Mum and Dad and their arse.
Kill a man.
And they'd be like, you know the black cat of Killikey? And I'd be like, and you'd be like,
I'm sorry.
You'd be in the forest.
I like dogs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, then we'd be in the forest and be like, you know, in the Dublin Mountains near Raphoenham, there's a giant black cat with blazing red eyes and builders
cool.
and loads of people.
Cool.
And they'd
cool,
be like, cool. I'd be like, no, I've never heard of that because I am a child.
I'm five.
And,
hey, I'm five.
I get all of my information from you.
Yeah. You are the source of everything
and
I know.
And they'd be like, oh yeah, no one's in these woods and we're camping here tonight.
What are you doing this to your children? People would do that now. People wouldn't do that now.
And then...
Would they? To their child?
I think, yeah, some people would.
I think people who have those weird family accounts might on Instagram, but like, I don't feel like people would do that to their kids.
My family would still do that. Michaela would do that to the kids.
That's true.
Michaela would do that to Laurie and Lily and Tink would be like, ha ha ha.
Hilarious.
And then like 2 weeks later, I'd be like, you may come, this child has not slept.
Like, I've told this story before about where my grandmother used to live. My grandmother lived in a place called Ardandra in Longford. And there was at my grandmother's house, my auntie and uncle's house, and then there was a house up the road called Johnny Brady's old house. So he had a massive house with loads of land, but then he had this old house that he used to live on that kind of just like get dilapidated. And my mom used to tell us that that's where the banshee sat combing her hair.
Yeah.
We used to walk past like this.
Yeah.
Terrified. And then one of my cousins told me that he had gone into the house and he saw a man, there's like a burlap sack on the ground with like just old stuff in it, and he saw a man sitting on the burlap sack and the man was definitely dead. So I was so terrified. I'm still scared. I still, like, it's done up now, but it still freaks me out.
That story you just told, like, all I can think about is the fucking, what's the one with the witch in the forest?
Oh, the
Blair Witch Project. Like, that's all I can think about.
Yeah, no, I used to freak the fuck. Like,
I have an overactive imagination, and sorry. You know this. Like,
it's just like stuff like that.
I remember.
Was so little.
Yeah.
We're kids. Like, just being like, my mom being like, oh, your Uncle Tom and your Uncle Jimmy,
got a Ouija board.
Followed the banshee down to the river.
All right,
she heard them crying. I'm like, why would they do that?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Close the door.
What woman? Was she sexually assaulted?
Oh, my Uncle Tom and my Uncle Jimmy are innocent men. Free them.
Free them.
But yeah, like,
just, hashtag me too, says that banshee.
Honestly, but like, it's just,
when my dad was little, my dad has three sisters, and they used to play terrible pranks on them.
Yeah.
But there was a man across the road called Peter McGee. And he died. And in whatever happened, the wife was getting rid of furniture. So the girls needed a new wardrobe. So my nanny and granddad took their old wardrobe. And my uncles used to say to my aunties, Peter McGee is in that wardrobe. And then on one occasion, my Uncle Ricky must have been in the wardrobe for like maybe 2 hours. Just
like waiting to jump out at them.
Waiting for the perfect moment. Jumped out at them. And my Aunt Caroline, I swear, when they tell the story, she's like, he tells it where he's like, I thought she had had a heart attack.
Oh, bless.
Like,
her.
I thought she had died. But then they were like, Peter McGee, Peter McGee! Peter McGee! Peter McGee! Like, unable to keep it together. Like,
oh my god.
I can't. I just genuinely
Stop telling your kids scary stories. Please
don't traumatize your kids. In Ireland, it's just part of our culture.
It is very much like to tell ghost
like stories. Obviously, there's the banshee.
We've loads of like the fair. I still the fairies. Fairports, yeah, like fairy ports.
I love the way you're. I still. We won't build houses, and we have a housing crisis. And we're like, oh, so we found a fairy fort. It doesn't matter that we've done 185,000 euros worth of excavation. The
fairy fort is right there. Do you want?
Project's over.
Do you want to wake up in the morning with needles in your bed?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Project's over.
That's what we were terrified of. Like, I accidentally stood in the fairy fort one time, went to bed and was like bawling my eyes out because I was trying to explain to my mother there's going to be needles in my bed. She's like, stop being stupid. I'm like, you told me this!
What do you mean fairy?
So if you stand in a fairy fort,
yeah,
the fairies come when you're asleep and they put like needles in your bed. With needles into you?
What do you mean needles?
Like needles.
Like syringes?
No! Like sewing needles!
What the fuck?
Yeah! That was the thing! So I'd be like, do I want to use my bed? And I'd be like, no! You told me this!
Why do they have access to needles?
Sarah, why? They're not, they're fairies. Sarah, that's not them.
There has to be a backstory!
Sorry, I don't know the fairy story. Backstory. Where do these said fairies get access to needles?
And a lot of
because
them.
Because I feel like that's the most important part.
It is the most important part.
But yeah, that's what I was terrified of. That they were putting needles in my bed. I was so terrified of fairies. So terrified. Like there was two or three fairy forts around where we lived. Now, when I say fairy forts, I mean just an area where some stuff grew and there was rocks. Like they're not fairy forts. Although if there's any fairies listening to this, shout out to the fairies.
Shout out to the fairies. Shout out to the fairy.
But everybody, thank you for listening to our ooky spooky pooky stories. We hope you all have a fabulous Halloween, a beautiful, gorgeous Halloween. Look after yourself. Take in your puppies and cats and don't let them listen to scary fireworks.
Yeah. My dogs don't mind.
Danielle that I work with, the wonderful Danielle, has three children, so she's going to bring in loads of sweets next week to me.
Oh yeah, I'll have a ton. My dogs don't mind fireworks.
And Jack's deaf, so he's grand.
Yeah, I don't, like, my dogs are...
Bowie's terrified of them.
They go out and bark at them.
Poor little Bobo. He's very scared of them. But yeah, everybody, have an ooky spooky Halloween. Go have fun. We're going to Turnstile on Saturday night. Fun.
Oh, yeah. Down, down, down.
Go crack.
Down, down, down.
Full of cunts, I'm sure. But we'll have a good time nonetheless.
It's unnecessary.
It's not. It's true.
Hey.
There's a gig in the three. Everybody's going to go because there's a gig in the three.
Sorry, actually, here's what I wanted to say to you. Today, Emma texts me because the Perfect Circle are playing. Doing a tour, and she said, "And you're a stupid band doing a tour."
I said, "Did you hear that shit band you like recording?" Yeah.
I said, "I read it." I said, "Rude."
Unnecessary.
I said, "Completely unnecessary." I go to your stupid band.
You go to all my. Oh
wait, I'm gonna. Someone asked me and work. Should I get a ticket? Let me finish the story. I said to someone at work, well, let's tell you what my best friend has just texted me.
Oh, my best friend said.
I said, I have to go to these gigs where these men
she does.
Just moan about things that they could have fixed. They write 2-minute songs about the world being sad,
yep.
But they're all men, so they're all to blame.
The problem for the world being sad.
And then I stand there beside her and I go, they're not that bad, are they?
You have a great time.
I said, I like this one. I like this song.
You enjoyed
ceremony.
The ceremony.
I enjoyed
Perfect and Rival Schools and
I knew Rival Schools, but yeah,
Quicksand.
I really enjoyed Quicksand
and Refused.
One song by Refused.
Well,
I went to the toilet for a while, and there was no queue down there because there was no women.
Total sausage fest.
Yeah, I was like,
total sausage.
Hey, but the toilets were so beautiful and
laughing.
But anyway, I'd just like to say, Maynard James Keenan is charging £662 if you'd like to shake his hand. If you would like to meet me outside for £20, I'll make you a cup of tea.
Also, someone messaged me. They saw, and I was meant to say this to you. I'm very sorry. I'll get a ticket for a Perfect Circle.
I'm only messing. Graham and Kelly are coming.
I'll buy merch.
No, don't be so silly. I don't even own a piece of APC merch because it's all ugly.
This girl said, "Hi, Emma. Saw yourself." This girl, that is so fucking rude. Lauren said, "Hi, Emma. Saw yourself and Sarah Jane in London Bridge Station today." Back when we were in London, was too nervous to say hi and was also in a rush to get to the train to get to a flight. Love the pod and hope you had a great trip.
What were we doing?
We were in London.
Yeah, but like, what were we doing on the station?
We were just going somewhere.
Were we busking? Be soft, June. Hey! Just try to get my medicine.
Please. Exactly. But Lauren, don't ever, if anybody ever wants to say hello to us, don't ever be nervous. Yeah, please.
Emma does this thing where she goes, yeah, because she thinks that she's mistakenly forgotten you.
Also, I do this thing where I go, hi, I'm Emma. Yep.
I always go, I'm Sarah Jane.
They know. They said, came up and said hi, yeah. But I just feel like it's rude not to be like, hello, hi, I'm Emma. Like, I just get this thing in my head.
Yeah.
But Lauren, thank you so much for being so nice and sending me a message.
Crazy. You should have came up and said hi. We're in a different country and someone recognized us. But
someone recognized us in New York. In the airport in New York. Do you remember that?
No.
I got a message from a person on Instagram being like, I saw you in the airport. I was too afraid to come up and say hi. I was like, please don't ever be afraid to say hi to us.
In NYC?
In New York, yeah. When we were in JFK.
When the lady was like, wig?
Wig?
No, that wasn't. Wig. No, that was Vienna.
Or Vienna. But everybody have an ooky spooky Halloween. Eat lots of stuff. And we'll see you soon.
And bye.
Ah, Jesus Graham. I'm after checking the Podbean. After getting a bad review. He's after giving us 3 stars. Said we don't do enough research. Call up Emma Dare. We're cancelling the podcast. Oh, Jesus.
It's after midnight, and Jack is screaming in the living room. You get a message from Sarah Jane, and you don't know what to do. Is this a dream? You click the link and shudder when you see it. You start to scream. This total stranger's not impressed with you, and he left a review. This show is filler, half a show. You better do some research and not talk about your life. This show is filler, half a show. Your boat's so fucking awful, but you've got potential tonight.
Hey, listen up, Sarah Jane, it's me, your bad review. I'm a coming to get ya.
Listen up, you feminists, your podcast shit. I've made a list on things of which you must improve, and only then will I approve. Your private lives are dull as hell. For much too long on them you dwell. This topic's will I can't condone for more than half an episode. Just do some research, both of you. The story must be learned by two for you to live up to potentials. You must show me your credentials. And though I give to you 3 stars, this podcast's not a winner. I have first mess, I must confess, this show is mostly filler.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.